The question was asked, we give such great value to learning Torah. If the value in learning Torah is to a large degree because it is the facilitator to perform the Torah, well then, what about so many things in Torah that are not directly connected to our active life? For example, you have a whole orders, right? Kodshim, Taharos. You have swaths of Torah. Taharos are the laws of purity. So you have a... That too. That's a part of it. So much of the Torah is not really practically applicable today. Do we view that as being so great as well? So I want to begin with a story. There was a city in Europe called Sochichov. And in the city of Sochichov, there was a young genius who was asked to lead the city, a Hasidish Rebbe, who later on composed a work called the Avnei Nezer. It's a responsa that he wrote, and his responsa is widely used till today. So, the Avnei Nezer of the city of Sochichov was, if I'm not mistaken, 19 years old. When the people of the city came to him and said, "We want to make you the Rebbe, you should be the rabbi of our city, you're such a genius." So he said, I finished 5 out of the 6 orders of Shas, 5 out of the 6 Siddurim of Shas. I can't be your rabbi because I did not yet finish the order of Taharot. I did not yet finish learning that 1/6 of Shas that deals with the laws of purity. So they said, "Ha!" They got together, the whole city. They wrote a letter that says, "We hereby take upon ourselves, we will not ask you any question in the order of Taharot." And they all signed the letter. The whole city signed on. And they came back to him and said, "Now will you be our Rebbe?" So he said, "No." He said, "If I didn't finish that, then I don't know anything else right either." He says, "Torah, you have to have a broader view. If you finish the whole thing, then you could say, okay, now I'm reviewing, now I have a picture. But I don't know the other first 5 correctly. I don't know them right. I don't know them well if I didn't finish Taharos as well." And so they waited a year, and he finished that 6th of Shas, and then he became the famous rabbi of Sochichov, the Avnei Nezer. So that's genius, you know, in a year. That's how the story goes. It's before my time. So a little bit after the dinosaurs, a little bit before my time. So there was, that's the story I heard from our 11th grade Rebbe, Rabbi Foyer. Now, the concept of the story is very important. We have a rule, Kidrei Torah, Aniyim b'makom echad, Ashirim b'makom acher. The words of Torah are sometimes, not sometimes, usually, when you learn the oral law, so you don't see all the answers to your questions in one place. You have to reach somewhere else and find an answer to your question. The oral law is written in a way that you have to have a broader view to find the answer. Many, many years ago, about 13 years ago, we had a student here that asked me a question, and I gave him the answers I knew, and I kept thinking a different line of reasoning to his question, and I couldn't find the source for it. And this week I found the source for it in a totally different halacha. He asked me a question about the laws of Sheva Brachos, the laws of making blessings in a wedding. And in a Magen Avraham, in the laws of Chol HaMoed, I found written what I was thinking when he asked me. And I said, I can't say what I was thinking because I said I don't have a source for it. But now 13 years later, I found the source. That's how Torah works. You
I
didn't call him up. No, he asked me a question about his wedding.
Yeah.
By now, he has kids that are becoming bar mitzvah. I'm not sure he cares.
Maybe.
In Torah, you can't say it's only when I'm learning the things that are practical today that I'm learning practical Torah. Everything in Torah overlaps. And so you're always learning things that will facilitate your understanding. And what's more is that we really have overlaps. Our overlaps are not only in terms of that little comment that fills in the gaps there, but the Torah is really one body of knowledge. And you really have to know the broader picture in order to know what's going on there. It is true, though, the Chayyadam writes in the introduction to his work that there are components of Torah, and the component that man has to focus on in his earlier years till he masters it is the component that applies to his day-to-day life. There are definitely areas that are relevant to us daily. The laws of blessings, the laws of reading Shema, the laws of being honest in business, the laws of paying workers on time, there are laws, the laws of honoring one's parents, the laws of educating children. There are laws that are relevant on a daily basis, and for sure, the first section of Torah that one has to invest their time in is the practical knowledge of how to keep Shabbat, how to lead a Jewish life. But you wouldn't be able to say that the other parts of Torah are less relevant to leading a productive Torah lifestyle. They're relevant in a different way.